King County officials are talking about a proposal requiring a test for certain pesticides in marijuana. County Councilmember Jean Cole Wells introduced the ordinance Wednesday. She says the state hasn't made marijuana testing a priority, so the county should act. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Washington's Liquor and Cannabis Board bans a number of pesticides, but testing is not required, and banned pesticides have popped up in some marijuana plants. Jean Cole Wells says that could put some medical marijuana patients at risk. She spoke with the mother of one young girl with a severe seizure disorder.
The mother of this little girl said, "I'm scared my daughter's health has been made worse because of the failures of our system. I think bringing attention to the violations will pressure the industry to be accountable."
Under the proposal, county health workers would purchase marijuana from retail stores, submit it for lab testing, and report violators to the Cannabis Board. A few marijuana business owners testified that they don't oppose the idea, but worry the county's plan isn't legal. Ian Eisenberg owns Uncle Ike's in Seattle.
"We also are the only store to independently test our products for pesticides. Unfortunately, our attorneys pointed out to us, it is a Class C felony for us to turn over cannabis to a testing lab. You can't share cannabis with anybody else."
That's because transferring marijuana to others is illegal. The King County Council will vote on the proposal later in September. The county has not yet set a cost estimate for the program. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.